If I have HIV, do I automatically have AIDS?
No.
If I have AIDS, do I automatically have HIV?
Yes.
That's one of the moderators at the gathering that drew about 35 people. They came to discuss ways to reach the part of the population most affected by HIV. For decades, the human immunodeficiency virus has become the most prevalent sexual disease within the Black community, comprising about half of all people infected in the U.S. The NAACP held a forum today as part of their 26th annual California-Hawaii State Conference. The core of the NAACP's mission and vision is the fight for equal rights. The conference held in Manhattan Beach opened with a session on health equity, the Black Church, and HIV. The speakers reached out to a broad spectrum of people dealing with HIV, including Black pastors.
We've been in this losing streak for a long time, and so preservation has become more important for us than to find ways of updating and upgrading ourselves, repackage the good news of Jesus Christ so it can be real and relevant to those who are the voices, you know, from tomorrow present with us today.
Tori Bailey from Inglewood has years of experience working in the healthcare field and with HIV patients in the 90s. She says despite the fact that there is more data and treatment available, she worries people aren't practicing safe sex.
Things could have been different. And everybody was thinking, oh, this is a gay white male disease at the time. And I said, no, that's not true. I said, this could be anyone.
There are 1.1 million people currently living with HIV/AIDS in the United States, 510,000 of which are Black, according to the NAACP. Leaders at the meeting say the way to lower the incidence of AIDS is to raise awareness about the disease and safe sex. Stephanie Monti, Annenberg Radio News.